I'd like now to welcome Reese Peterson and Becky Fulgham. They're with the Santa Fe Conservation Trust and are here to talk about, among other things, National Trails Day, which is this Saturday, June 6th. Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
Hi.
Hi, Mary and Charlotte. We're really glad to be here with you today.
It's great to have you again, Reese, and to meet you, Becky. So, National Trails Day. Is this something new? I'd never heard of it.
National Trails Day has been around for a couple of decades, actually.
Ah, yes.
It was started as part of a, I don't have the material in front of me, but a congressional sort of decision that trails were so important to communities and healthy for communities. They actually had a report that said that ideally, every American ought to be able to have a trail within 15 minutes distance of their front doors, a trail that would be able to allow them to walk in and through their community and return in a loop without having to double back. That would be good for the health of the people, the health of the population, the health of the economy.
Now, we're not talking Manhattan.
Well, that can even happen in Manhattan, I think, but that's not our particular
right.
focus here, of course, because we're the Santa Fe Conservation Trust. We work in and around Santa Fe County in northern New Mexico to help our communities stay connected with the land forever.
So when we talk about trail, are you talking about hiking trails, biking, dog, walking? What do we mean?
Santa Fe Conservation Trust focuses on all forms of non-motorized trails. We really feel that it's important that people be able to walk, hike, run on trails, that they are able to walk their dogs. A lot of our trails in Santa Fe, in and around Santa Fe, are dog friendly. Some are leash only and some are not.
And even the leash only ones are,
right.
are only barely followed in
That's
that regard.
Right. Under voice command is the technical term, but of course the definition of that varies. Mountain biking, of course, is a growing recreation pastime in our community, and we have a lot of great trails for mountain bikes as well, and equestrian trails as well.
Santa Fe is a really lucky city in that it's so accessible by trail in so many different areas, and there are so many places that even if you have really small children or babies in strollers or backpacks, you can still get out on the trail. It's not as rugged necessarily as an advanced trail, but you have those too. So you have access for local people, you have access for families, you have access to your neighbors in ways that you might not, since we don't have traditional neighborhoods where you can stand outside and necessarily talk over your back fence to your neighbors, but
That's
you'll
right.
run into them on the trails on your way to and from our other community centers. And it gives us an advantage in community building in a way that you don't get in most bigger cities and certainly not in state capitals anywhere else.
What happens on National Trails Day?
Well, we are at the Santa Fe Conservation Trust hosting a National Trails Day event focused here on at the Santa Fe Rail Yard Park. We're going to be at the north end of the Santa Fe Rail Yard Park 2 days from now, Saturday, June 6th, from 9:30 in the morning to noon. We'll be right next to Site Santa Fe, across Paseo from the Farmers Market Building.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have a couple of booths there. And all of our volunteers will be there from our team, our trails team. We are working in partnership with the county and the city of Santa Fe and the Santa Fe Conservation Trust together to create the Trails of Santa Fe Stewardship Alliance. We are work with volunteers, train volunteers in state-of-the-art trail maintenance and trail building skills for free. Great training that is offered, particularly through help with the county and the state, actually. And those trails volunteers go out and help to improve and repair problems, especially this year on the Dale Ball Trails. We're really focused on the Dale Ball Trails. That's Santa Fe's premier trail system. People love the Dale Ball Trails. And every time you go out on there, you run into somebody you know or see something new. Anyway, the Trails Day celebration will have all of our volunteers from the trails repair teams. We'll also have raffles. People can sign up for free raffles to win all sorts of great trails-related equipment like trails maps, maybe a backpack. We are probably going to have a GPS unit to give away.
Excellent.
Courtesy of some local shops. We're trying to feature local merchants. We'll have some discount coupons available for merchandise to the Sangre Cristo Mountain Works, a generous sponsor.
So this is all this coming Saturday,
yeah.
And then the main thing is getting out on the trails.
That's right. And at that National Trails Day event this Saturday, people will also be able to vote on their favorite trails using a big map that we'll have there. And they'll be able to sign up for trails-related events, and even if they're interested, to learn more about our Trails Volunteer Team, because
well,
we are
talk
a fun
about
group
that.
Of people.
Yeah, what is the Trails Volunteer Team?
Our Trails Volunteer Team is run by Susan Spinell, who is our Trails Coordinator at the Trust. The team is co-sponsored by the Trust, the county, and the city. We've got over 100 volunteers, Mary Charlotte, and we only started the program last summer. People are flocking to this program.
And what do you do?
We train the people in how to build and repair trails, because we have lots of great trails, but they're not always in good repair. It's really hard for local governments to find enough funding to keep trails in great repair. So we're just here to help. And we love having the county and the city as our partner. The volunteers go out and they actually fix problems that are identified along the Dale Ball Trail. They make it easier for mountain bikes to use without the mountain bikes tearing up the trail. And it makes it a better experience for both mountain bikers and hikers on the Dale Ball Trail.
How do mountain bikers and hikers interact with each other? Is that a working thing? Is there a conflict?
By and large, in our organization, there hasn't been a conflict. We have mountain bike volunteers, we have hiking volunteers, we have equestrian volunteers. We have just about every trail demographic represented that you can imagine, and we're all out there for the same thing. We're all out there to make sure that we can all have access to these trails, all have access to these remarkable resources that we have available here. And no, there hasn't been any kind of a conflict.
I've been out twice on the Dale Ball Trails in the last couple of days. After work, I try to go out and walk it off a little bit. And I have been really noticing how polite the mountain bikers are that I run into on that trail. The first one who comes along, they usually travel in packs. The first one that I'll encounter on the trail will slow down or stop to let me know that there are two other people behind her,
right?
For example, and that lets people in my group know, whether we should stand on the side of the trail, etc. People have been really polite. I think there's a growing awareness of sharing the trails in our community.
Let's talk about the relationship between land conservation and trails. Do trails have any negative impact, and what is the positive impact?
The trails is in our mission. Trails have always been in the mission of the Santa Fe Conservation Trust. We're a land conservation organization, but we feel very strongly that people stay connected to the land by using trails. It's the way that we get out in nature. It's the way that we appreciate nature. The more we get out on the trails, the more that we experience the beauty of our open spaces and the wildlife that lives in them, the more people are interested in making sure that open space is almost institutionalized in our community. We feel that there's a direct link.
Well, and there again, you have people like me who have young families who live in town or close to town, who work full-time, who have very busy schedules, and they don't have the chance to maybe even just drive the 40 minutes to a national forest and get out that way, but they have access to open spaces. They can walk out their door and in Santa Fe be 15 minutes from any number of trailheads, and they can get out and get into a deeper connection with the land under their feet, the people around them, and the history of the place that they live.
Yeah, I was in the parking lot of the Adelaide Trail recently, and I was just headed up the trail, and there were a couple of young ladies coming down the trail after hiking, and one of them was saying to the other, "I am so glad that this trail system is here. It really keeps me sane. Because this is where I come
and you
and
wrote
discharge."
That down.
I did write it down. As a matter of fact, I put it in our spring newsletter. I put that quote in there saying that it keeps me sane. The other one remarked, yeah, I love the fact that there's always a trailhead within a few minutes of anywhere I am in this city. I can always get to a trail when I need
know.
It.
I know. It really is amazing. Yeah. I mean, when I first moved here from a huge city on the East Coast, I thought it is really quite amazing that there are dirt roads and trail systems within city limits.
Yeah.
of a state capital.
And you yourself, you're a big fan of the dog park. I know that you love to walk the trails in the dog park.
Definitely. My dogs love it even more.
Yeah, definitely. But what have you noticed about the sense of community you get when
you
experience
It is funny because the dog people tend to know each other's dogs.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, there's, you know, Rover and his mother, whatever her name is, again. And the dogs are really, by and large, this amazing group of well-behaved middle-class dogs that socialize and say, oh, hello, how are you? Talk for a moment and then move on. It's so civilized that it's hilarious.
Yeah, I think I find that when all the dogs are off-leash, they all behave. You know?
Yeah, if there's one dog that's on leash, that is a problem because the off-leash dogs tend to get a little bit testy and aggressive with them. So, I mean, that's the thing. If you go to the dog park, you really shouldn't... I mean, why would you go to the dog park if you're going to keep your dog on the leash? Because it's an off-leash park.
It's one of the things I love about the dog park is that you can let your animal off-leash, and it's totally cool.
But what's nice also about that is that you can go to that place 100 times and never walk exactly the same route twice because there are so many, and I'm not real good with having a map in my head, so I never even know where I am. I just eventually get back to the car and it's different each time.
Definitely. And that's what I love about the Dale Ball Trail system as well. It's such a great network. You can make a tiny loop choice. You can stay out all day. You can park your car at one end of the city and end up at the other end and do a car shuttle with a friend. It's a great system. You know that system was named for the founding director of the Santa Fe Conservation Trust, Dale
Ball. Is that right?
Yeah.
Tell us more about the Santa Fe Conservation Trust. You do trails, and this weekend is Trails Day, and we'll give all that information and website and so on at the end of the program. But what does the larger Santa Fe Conservation Trust do?
The trust has 3 program areas. We're all about land conservation and the conservation of the quality of life that comes along with natural intact land. We're really about helping the communities of northern New Mexico protect a network of natural undeveloped land in and around our communities in perpetuity so that there always be beautiful open spaces, there will always be wildlife habitat, there will always be opportunities for recreation, and outdoor recreation. There will always be the beautiful backdrops to northern New Mexico's communities. It's something that we've got in spades here in New Mexico, is the glory of the land. It's not too late in New Mexico, as it is in so many other places in America, to save the lands that underpin our quality of life.
So how do you do that? Are you working with private land, public land?
We work primarily with private landowners. There are other organizations here in town and in New Mexico, government agencies, other nonprofits that work to help protect public lands. But we are actually here to help private landowners become conservation players. We work with landowners who want to ensure that their beautiful natural open lands never, ever become destroyed, even after they lose control of those lands through selling it to someone else, to letting their children inherit it. So they actually work with us to give us their development rights in perpetuity. They own the land, they keep the land, many times they still live on the land, but no one can ever put condos on the back 40, ever.
Right.
And so it provides the landowner a real measure of satisfaction, knowing that their legacy is going to be beautiful lands for New Mexico.
Not to mention tax breaks.
And they do get a tax break. They get a federal tax deduction, which a lot of New Mexicans can't really use because we don't have a lot of income here in the state. But thanks to a very progressive new state law that was passed, sponsored by then Representative Peter Wirth, now State Senator Peter Wirth, it's a new tax credit that allows landowners who donate conservation easements, that's the tool that they use to work with us to protect their land. When they donate an easement, they earn a tax credit from the state that they can either use to write off their state tax liability, or if they don't pay a lot of state taxes, like me, they can sell that tax credit to a more wealthy taxpayer and actually earn cash for helping.
Really?
Yes.
I wonder if anybody knows that.
Well, we're helping to spread the word, and we're finding that more and more people are hearing about this and calling us up. In fact, we are working on How many projects right now, Becky? Do we have about 8 land projects going on right now?
We have 8 active ongoing that are getting ready to go through the vetting process with us, and we probably get 3 to 5 calls a week of interested landowners, inquiring landowners.
Yeah, we are. I think we're working on about 1,300 acres and about 8 different projects right now. So far, we've protected 32,000 acres in and around Santa Fe County. So we're really pleased with that.
It adds up. Yeah, there are little pieces here and there.
And we're getting it before it's too late, and we're doing it with the help of all of our communities.
Interesting. So, now, do you? I mean, you can't really control what people do, but are you looking at areas that are, for example, really important for watersheds or for certain kinds of conservation?
Definitely. We feel that some of the most endangered landscapes in northern New Mexico are the ones that are close to dense communities and are destined to be part of the next wave of development. Those include the very beautiful Galisteo Basin landscape just south of Santa Fe. It includes the entire Upper Pecos River watershed in and around the town of Pecos. Enormously beautiful trout-filled waters in the Pecos, very threatened from any number of human impacts that have to do with less than appropriate land uses in upstream from the river. And so we're trying to work with landowners to raise awareness of the issues so that they can become more land user friendly, and also to offer them opportunities to protect their open lands in perpetuity so that they know that they will always play a part in keeping the Pecos River beautiful.
Do you approach them or do they approach you?
It both. We actually have some outreach events. We try to go out into the communities, work with people who already know our work, have them host little sort of living room get-togethers or town hall meetings. We try to send our newsletters out to all and sundry. You don't have to pay us money to get on our newsletter mailing list. It's an outreach tool, and people can do that by going to our website, sfct.org, and get on the mailing list. We're also working in some places farther north from here as well, working in several other river basins.
All within Santa Fe County?
No, we work in Santa Fe County and all the counties that touch Santa Fe County. That's my shorthand for that. Easy way to remember.
So it's Santa Fe Conservation Trust Plus.
That's right. Santa Fe Plus. We started off just in Santa Fe County, but in the 15 years that we've been around, we have worked with over 70 landowners in 5 different counties all over the state, northern part of the state.
We're talking to Reese Peterson and Becky Fulton from the Santa Fe Conservation Trust, and this coming Saturday, June 6th, is National Trails Day. So on the trails, you've got people from all walks of life, all races, all ages, all creeds and colors. What is your vision for a trail system in this area? More trails? Better maintained trails? What are you looking for?
We're looking for both of those things. We have lots of great trail systems. We have the Dale Ball system. We have the Rail Trail. We have the La Tierra trails in the Northwest Quadrant. We've got a number of trails in the Caja del Rio area. We've got Forest Service trails.
Do you monitor to see how much they're being used?
We don't actually monitor for use, but we actually monitor to look for ongoing and developing erosion problems on the trail, and then direct our trail crews to volunteers to go out and work with us to fix them, which is really satisfying.
Does that correlate to how much they're being used?
Not necessarily. Sometimes it does correlate to their being overused or used so much, loved so much is the way I like to put it, that they need a little help. In some cases, it has to do with the fact that maybe when they were built, they weren't built to the very best standards. They were perhaps built to the best standards known at that time, but boy, the world's come a long way in understanding how a trail can be built so it's sustainable and doesn't need maintenance. So we're helping to bring those standards to our existing trail systems.
How do you build a trail that doesn't need maintenance?
Well, you build it by understanding the way water works and the way precipitation flows off of a hillside, how it gathers in low spots, creates mud. Then the people go through and they don't want to get their shoes muddy, so they'll go around it and create a side trail, which causes more erosion, and how to use rocks to solve water problems instead of create them. Sometimes when you try to dam up put a little diversion dam in an arroyo, it causes more problems. You think you're helping, but you're actually hurting. So that's one things we love about our state-of-the-art trails training, which we offer to all of our volunteers for free, is to once you go through our trails training, you will never look at a trail the same way. I am just astonished at how good the training is. And for that, we have the County of Santa Fe to thank for providing a really good contract trainer to us. She's actually somebody who works in the state park system and works on her days off. She'll work.
Cool.
Cynthia Lovely does that, and she does an excellent job. We also had a mountain bike association trainer come down from Colorado and train 12 of our top volunteers in being crew leaders. It was an intense training in how to manage volunteers and how to build trails to the right standard. It's really fun. So I really
When do you do these trainings?
We do those trainings all summer. As a matter of fact, if people go to our website, sfct.org/trails, and read through there and click on the appropriate links, they will be able to contact our trails coordinator, Susan Spinell, and write to her or call us and ask to be put onto the list and to go to our next training. It's fun.
We're talking to Reese Peterson and Becky Fuldrum from the Santa Fe Conservation Trust. So what else do you want people to know this Saturday, June 6th from, 9:30 to noon?
From 9:30 to noon at the north end of the Rail Yard Park. That's not the Rail Yard.
Near Site Santa Fe.
It's near, right next to Site Santa Fe. Sign up for our free raffles. As I said, we
and all kinds of good stuff.
All kinds of good stuff. We have got giveaway maps. We've got maps available for suggested donations.
And you can adopt a trail.
Oh, our Adopt a Trail program is such a great opportunity. Everybody knows the good work of the Santa Fe Watershed Association and their Adopt a Watershed signs that you see all up and down the Santa Fe River. Our Adopt a Trail program is exactly the same way, and we're launching it this summer. People will, businesses, individuals, neighborhoods, anyone can become a sponsor for certain donations that I'll be happy to talk to them about if they want to contact me. And they will have a sign with their name placed at the trailhead. We have a number of trailheads around
the city.
Or
their dog's name.
Or their dog's name or whatever. And for that, they get a whole year's worth of sponsorship.
And do they have to go clean up the trail or anything?
They have that option. If they are an employer or a neighborhood or a family or whatever, Susan will work with them to go out and have a trails cleanup day at a time of their choosing, which is a great team-building thing for your employees.
So all of this is the Santa Fe Conservation Trust. Reese Peterson and Becky Fuldrum. The telephone, the website over there is SFCT, for Santa Fe Conservation Trust, .org. And what's the phone number?
989-7019.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for being here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
It was great being with you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, Good Morning Jazz. Broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, my name is Mary Charlotte. We will see you tomorrow. Ciao.